Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Eva Rosenberg, one of our favorite people on the planet. She is the tax mama. She's the author of all the important books on small business taxes, and she's our good friend. Eva, thanks again for being here. She is an enrolled agent, folks. She is not just an enrolled agent. She is the enrolled agent, and she teaches other people how to do that, and people who want to get smarter about all that. She's the person they come to. Eva, thank you again for being here and for all the great times you've helped us. What about one of the things that I do tip my hat to the government about, and I'm proud of them for what they've done, and what they continue to try to do, is the different retirement options that they make available to small businesses. These are great things for small businesses to have so many retirement options for themselves and for their employees. And I want you to talk to us about some of the filings, some of the compliance issues that are on us right now.
Well, let's talk about what we can still do for last year, since we're on this kick about we still have a few days left to file. If you have a company and you have a profit and you don't want to pay taxes on all of that right now, there is one retirement plan you can still open today and fund until October 15th. In fact, you could open it on October 15th and fund it that day if you could trust the institution, and that would be a SEP IRA.
Okay.
You can still do that. You can put in up to $55,000 for 2018. So you can put up to $55,000 for 2018. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have no employees and you're a corporation, you can put in up to 25% of your salary and, up to $55,000.
So
you're self-employed.
So if you're an employee of your own S corp, and you have no but if you have employees, you have to include them, right?
Right. Let me just finish the first part. If you are self-employed or have a partnership, then you can use up to 20% of your net compensation. It's a slightly different computation.
And this is on top of your regular IRA, folks.
Yeah, this is in addition to a regular IRA. You can't fund the IRA anymore. That was dead on October 15th.
Right.
Now, if you have employees and you open this SEP, you have to cover them just the way you cover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So beware,
Do you have to make it available to them, or do you have to fund them?
You have to fund them just the way you do.
So if you do 20% of your salary, you have to do 20% of your employees, whether they contribute or want it or not, right?
Right. However, you can set it up so that they get it in degrees, so they vest in it, let's say, over a five-year period, and they vest 20% a year. So you can do that, okay?
Right.
The other thing you have is if the company has already opened a simple as of last October 2018, and they haven't funded the employee matching that they're supposed to fund, which is 2 or 3% of the employee's total wages, depending on how the plan was written, you have to fund that by October 15th, assuming you haven't filed your tax return yet.
Right.
If you've already filed, you should have funded it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a 401k that was opened by December 31st of last year, then you can put money into that for last year. So these are the deadlines that a company can still fund and meet and get the deduction for 2018. But, if you start looking at 2019 right now, the simple would have needed to have been opened by October 1st in order to fund for 2019. So that deadline.
So the deadline for 2019 is for the simple is gone.
For that, yeah.
And the simple, IRA is different from the SEP IRA. That's two different things.
The simple IRA allows employees to put up to 100% of their salaries. For 2019, it's $13,000 or $16,000 if they're age 50 or over. Mm-hmm. So we don't care about that today for this year because it's too late. But if they're planning to do anything, they might want to start opening a 401k before the end of the year.
Who's the best person to help them put these things together? What's the best professional to help them? Is it their CPA? Should they find a bank? Should they find a stockbroker entity? What do you think?
Start out with the CPA and the EA to work out
enrolled agent
what needs to be done. Right,
yeah.
An enrolled agent or a CPA to work out what needs to be done, but how to invest in and where to open the account. Maybe a good financial planner, certified financial planner
can do it.
Good ideas.
And they're going to
any bank.
They're going to help you navigate the employee issues and all of that, folks. And all of those things you just mentioned are separate from your traditional IRA, which is pretty simple.
Exactly.
And as she said, April, it's already gone for 2018 to fund that. Now you're funding for 2019. We're going to come back after the break and talk about some other things, including some things the IRS is up to. And I'm going to ask Eva if she knows anything about the progress on the Secure Act, which is something I think is important right now for a lot of folks. Tim Till, right back with Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.